going to have to call you back. The subject on the Ricky Lake Show is too fat to be a drag queen.
Mom.
Topic on Ricky Lake.
You're not going to believe this.
Hollywood Tonight has learned that all of Hollywood is in a feverish bidding war for the rights to the life story of Illinois lottery winner Roseanne Conner.
That's you!
I love how they do the bidding war by the media over the rights to you.
Well, it was kind of exactly what happened to me.
Yeah.
What? DJ, it's some network guy from Los Angeles, Howard Morton.
Oh, even I've heard of him.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, well, could you hold on a minute, Howard? I've got another call. Hello.
Anytime we wore the chicken shirt, that was this to signify it's all really, really crazy.
Station? Listen, crazy. Could you hold a minute? I got a real network on the other line.
I got a real network on the other line. I love how the whole set totally changed. All the walls stay the same, but the whole set.
And it got all fancy.
It got all fancy. Really modern furniture. Uncomfortable modern furniture.
All right, then. Thank you. DJ, a star is born.
What doesn't kill us is making us stronger. We're gonna last longer than that greatest wall in China.
That looks like Rosie O'Donnell.
Don't be mean to yourself.
I'm not being mean. The hair and the whole deal looks just like Rosie O'Donnell.
When she had her talk show?
No, now.
Now?
Yeah. On The View.
I don't see you like that, huh?
We look at... You don't think I look like her? I do in that picture.
I don't, but I don't know. I grew up seeing you every day, so maybe I...
Nope, got a new name.
Store delivered all these clothes.
Yes, along with my own clothes boy. God, I wonder what I'm going to wear to try to impress this network guy.
Well, April Winchell, she was a great writer. Her father was Paul Winchell.
Really? Uh-huh. That you should maybe wear. We had some amazing writers along the way.
Hey, I'm going for the cover. I need something a little more bold.
Perhaps this.
Oh, that's great. Now, you know who you'd look like. That Anna Nicole Smith.
That's who should play me.
See? She's seen her share of pain, and yet she's still beautiful.
And smart enough to hook herself up with some old coot that's got both feet in the grave.
I think like an Anna Nicole Smith joke.
Hey, I'm paying for it.
Sad, she's dead now.
I know, it's terrible.
Can't decide. I think I'm partial to this one.
I guess I'll have to play her.
You have to play her in the movie?
Jacqueline Smith. She's the queen of the MOWs.
I don't know.
Look at you.
I just cannot decide.
Shall I have
we can never find any... We never could find a dress that would fit me.
Hey, look who's slacking now.
Yeah, totally new slacky look.
Just relax. I just want to meet him. Although TV isn't my medium of choice, doesn't hurt to make a few future connections.
That's when you're becoming the producer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Trust I am now entering Hollywood East.
Oh, God, he's great.
Scott, you look great. You look just like a lawyer.
Well, I am a lawyer. Oh, these dresses are fabulous.
Isn't he great?
Craig Willard was such an amazing
He movie. Is an amazing. He's in all those movies by... Christopher Guest, he's just brilliant.
Yeah, and he does all these little guest
things.
Why
we were lucky to have all these great people on.
I know.
Oh, I don't know. Universal, Warner Brothers, Paramount, Disney.
Nah, we were giving Disney the business.
Yes, we were.
About Roseanne's meeting today,
Rudy Lee.
I'd be a lot more excited if I was allowed to be there.
Ooh, to be a fly on the wall.
She treats me like a child.
Martin was always so good.
He's just great.
Martin Mull and Fred Willard together were just unbelievable.
They were on Fernwood Tonight, which I used to watch before I was a comedian.
Can I help you?
I'm looking for
Johnny Dark.
Ms. Beverly Harris.
That's me.
My name is Frank. Andrew.
Everyone became gay at the end.
Manuel Stowe came out. With you.
Really?
Yes. The mother of the woman who won the lottery?
Oh.
I think it's a very compelling story.
Bevy, where are your manners? Why don't you invite the nice man in? Hello.
Hi, Leon Karp, and it's spelled just like the fish.
This is something I could see happening to me, where the person comes over and either my parents or my, like when my grandparents were still alive, my grandfather could have told the most embarrassing stories about me. Might have made an embarrassing story just for the occasion.
My parents thought it was the London Times and let him come in and go in my bedroom and let him stay at our house for a week.
They stayed at the
And
house.
It was the Inquirer.
Oh.
They let him live right in my bedroom. They thought it was some big fancy. So that's why I put it in there, because that really happened.
Darling.
People. They didn't know any of the New Yorker that let him, they knew people.
I've known her a lot longer.
Oh, but I know her a lot better.
We have all these little slam jokes all through it.
But so much of that is what happened.
It's so exactly what it is right now. How it is.
Yeah, there's so many. I hope you have more paper in the car.
I'm gonna charm the pants off of you.
Here he is. Or he's AVX.
Yes.
Oh, he was brilliant.
Wow.
God, he's my favorite. I just love him.
Such a brash statement about
He is brilliant. Bob Einstein.
No, sir, that's a Buick on blocks.
I always knew him as Super Dave from being a kid.
He's great.
Howard Morton, president of ABX. And this is my associate, Bill Morris.
He always has the little person with him.
I've read your story over 15 times, and every time I read it, I said, what does Rosie look like? And this is what I imagine. I know, I was just talking to your brother.
My Lord.
Hats and t-shirts, and they're free. In other words, they're not going to come out of the budget of this project. Howard Morton,
nice to meet you, sir.
This is kind of exactly the way it was when I first met those network people.
And if it works, a guaranteed series.
Well, now, hold on. My client hasn't said yes yet.
Yeah, Scott here is, he's kind of my lawyer for now anyway.
Well, I didn't know they had entertainment lawyers here in
Stanford.
Actually, my field is probate law. Now, I am particularly
Instead of entertainment, I'm in probate law.
After she's dead.
Gee, Scott, I don't think after I'm dead that I'm really going to be interested in much of anything.
Look, let me make it clear to you what's going on. First of all, isn't your husband involved in this?
Yeah. Dan?
Whoa. I like how he made him burp off stage.
I don't think he was here.
He couldn't be there.
I think maybe we're going to have to...
It's always hard because we never knew because he was so busy with all those movies.
Yeah, we never knew when...
Remember those? There'd be those days he'd just show up randomly and we'd try and come up with stuff and try and fit stuff for like four shows.
Well, he was worth it, though.
Yeah, he was.
Television is in my blood from the ground up. I graduated from Harvard. I got a master's at Yale in drama. I went to Carnegie Mellon and got a PhD.
And how did you get involved with this network?
Friend of my dad's got me the job.
All those degrees, and then a friend of my dad got me the job.
Give me that chart.
Look at you. You're like this.
My son, DJ. This
swooping
is,
in.
Mr. Howard Morton.
You're Mr. Hollywood.
It's so nice to meet you. I'm familiar with your body of work.
Oh, thanks, DJ.
DJ. I'm a filmmaker myself. I mean, I have a reel here if you wouldn't mind taking a look at it. I think I have a unique voice.
Yeah, you do have a unique voice. I'll show this to the executives, see what they think.
Thank you. Thank you very so much, sir.
What's wrong with him?
I think the whole time of the show, I think I spent all my time running in and out of the room.
That's so ridiculous.
Normally, I don't get involved with this garbage, but this is a fascinating story. Your profile was extremely low vis-a-vis urban focus groups. But your
this is the kind of demographic stuff they used to always tell me about.
Especially among states.
So they could change you.
Lottery participation was significant enough for us to think the right time slot could yield excellent demographics, a strong rating, and a very good audience share.
Could you just speak regular English to us? I'm sure you must have picked that up at Yale or Harvard or the Mellon Ball School.
I'm going to talk slower and louder. Okay? You're blue collar. Middle America is blue collar. The Americans want to see themselves on television.
You're a blue collar. Middle America is blue collar. America wants to see itself on television. And then they ask you who you want to see.
What if I said Melanie Griffith?
Melanie Griffith.
I knew you were going to say that. You don't think we can get her. I've already sent her the story, and she loves it. And her husband loves it. Can you believe that? The cover of TV Guide? Rosie starring Melanie Griffith and Don Johnson?
She's not even married to Don Johnson anymore.
Oh, that's right. Antonio Bonaducci. Yeah, that means we get the Partridge Family following. This is a guaranteed hit.
Okay, you've got to be kidding me, right? Because Melanie Griffith looks nothing like me.
All those times they try and pick somebody else to play you.
What about Rosie?
Who?
Rosie Greer.
Not Rosie Greer. That's the one OJ confessed to. Rosie O'Donnell.
Who's he?
Daytime.
Oh, fat works in daytime. It doesn't work in prime time.
Fat works in daytime, not in prime time.
Just because. That's why.
Okay, this really doesn't make any sense at all. Just a minute ago, you were saying that the American people want to see a reflection of themselves on TV.
Look, Roseanne, I don't want the fat to come between us. We'll compromise. Oprah.
Oprah's black.
Don't you see why that's brilliant? If it doesn't work on our network, we can sell it to Fox.
Well, Oprah lost all her weight.
Do you have a dog?
No, that smells from the old carpet.
You have a dog? No, this smells from the old carpet.
Stuck in a well in Idaho.
Get the rights to it. We might want to animate it for Saturday morning. Now listen to me.
Girl, stuck in a well.
Hey, get the rights to that. We might want to animate it for Saturday
morning.
Remember, that was
the big story then.
Yep, it was. It was huge.
That little Jessica stuck in the well.
It's awful, though.
Well, thank God she lived.
And there's his wife brushing her teeth. He said, honey, what's going on? She said, quiet, you'll wake my mother.
Well, my God, that's horribly offensive.
Of course it is. It's cable crap. We don't do that on ABX. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You've got to do your story with us.
Well, but you're not even talking about my story anymore. You guys said you wanted to do a real story about my family.
How you felt when they start talking to you about how you don't want to do my story anymore. You want to do the story about somebody else with my name.
Their right mind is going to want to look at you.
Nobody in their right mind is going to want to look at you.
I point out that any waiver of
it's always one of the, my favorite things is that all of our willingness to make fun of ourselves
would constitute a nunk pro tunk agreement.
Yeah, exactly. What did you say?
I'm not sure. I just want to let them know we can be confusing too.
Let me simplify it. It's Friends meets Party of Five meets Savannah. Bingo.
Isn't that how they always sell things? It's this show meets that show meets these shows.
I have been doing this for a long time, over a year and a half, and I know what the American public wants to see.
Over a year and a half.
Yeah, I've been doing it a long time, over a year and a half.
You're talking to us like you think we're a bunch of hicks, but you're the real hick. You're totally out of touch with what the American people want.
I get what's going on here. Chubby is incredibly difficult to deal with.
Isn't that amazing? That kind of how you always were perceived. If you stood up, you don't understand how regular Americans live, or you don't understand what it's like in the rest of the world, and then you were told, "Oh, you're just difficult to work with."
I know, because you think.
Wait, Melanie. Good luck a little late.
He's so great.
I think we've got him just where we want him. Let me type up my notes.
Great taste,
Howard.
Bobby, how's the softball team?
We're still undefeated.
Oh, God, she's great. She was real good where she played the lesbian producer. It was all a little too real. Exactly what really happened.
President of the Home Movie Channel Cable Network.
Yeah, sit down. Well, looks like we got ourselves another one.
I just wanted people to know what it was really like to be in show business. And
have these people come and...
Yeah, what it's really like.
Tear apart your life so they can make their own version of it.
Yeah.
No matter, she also borrowed an 18-pound salami.
When you're just a product and not a human in their mind.
Story than that.
Well, I'm all ears.
Funny, because I think you start out with something that everybody likes, and then you look at it and you try and fit all the demographics and all the groups, and then sway it and change it and recreate this character. And next thing you know, you have this entity that nobody can associate with.
Well, anything that gets on TV is ruined. That's TV's job, is to ruin any idea it can get a hold of.
Well, I think the more you try and, the more you move to one side or the other, kind of like you said in your earlier interview, the more you try and you make it an extreme, the farther you get from everybody, the more you make it middle and about yourself, the more it's generally something
most people are not extreme.
No.
I don't think. They're crazy, but they're not extreme.
Just delightful. This story practically writes itself.
Oh. Could you tell us when it's going to come out?
Trust me. You won't be able to miss it.
I like how the outside of the house pretty much stays the same.
Watch her. She's great.
We're going to do a movie about your life story.
Well, I didn't figure that you were here to give us free cable. Can you get us free cable?
Ms. Barrows, we've already had a meeting with the president of ABX.
Yes, and he had an assistant, too, came right up to his elbow.
Yeah. I go back a long way with Howard. Let me guess, he told you he loves your story, but he just wants to change a few things. Is that right? No fat people, no gay people. He basically just wants to sanitize your entire life. Am I right?
That's pretty much exactly what he said.
Of course he did. And that's exactly why you gotta go with cable. Now, we can't pay you the same kind of money the network can pay you, but what do you care? You got $108 million. We can give you something that the network can't. The chance to tell your story, complete, as it is, totally uncensored.
Well, that is what I want, you know. I mean, if I decide to do it.
Well, I'm sure you're familiar with some of our critically acclaimed shows. Our expose on the white supremacists in Montana. Our 10-part series on the life of Beethoven.
And all the naked movies on Friday night.
Oh, yeah. Drive-in Friday nights. Hey, are you guys really going to get Pamela Lee to host?
We're in talks with her, yes. We can feature all different kinds of programming because we're not slaves to the ratings. The only thing we have to care about is that our subscribers get their payments in on time.
Subscribers get their payments in on time.
And even though I specialize in probate law...
Yeah, listen, your client dies, her family's still in for 100% of the action, okay?
Well, that answers all my questions.
He plays as long as the family gets something if he dies. It's like having a probate lawyer for your entertainment stuff.
So I really have my story told?
So ridiculous.
Absolutely. For example, I understand that when you told your husband the news about the lottery win, you were wearing your bra.
Yes, she was.
I was there. Now, you see, on our network, you could be topless. Or even totally nude if you wanted to be. And instead of saying, gee whiz, I won the lottery, you could say, well...
I like how she just goes off.
Remember how funny she was?
She was hilarious.
I couldn't stand it. It was so funny.
Do you remember Neil?
Yes.
And how he was absolutely terrified that we were going to slip one of those words in.
Yes. Here you come.
This is my son, DJ. DJ, this is Miss Burroughs.
Miss Burroughs? Well, I mean, familiar with your body of work.
Well, here, give the same cheesy lines to both executives.
I like how you're always carrying it.
Yeah.
Carrying my own reel.
Development execs take a look at it.
Thank you very much.
Okay, good.
And I go from Mr. Smooth to Mr. Groveling as soon as they say yes.
Isn't that how it is, though?
Yes. Can you please?
Oh.
Must be the haircut. All right, so where was I? Let me see now. Nudity, profanity. Oh, yeah, gay people. We love the fact that your daughter is gay.
Well, no, actually, it's our mother that's gay.
Yeah, well, that's fine, but the daughter has got to be gay. The pretty blonde one.
A
Well, my daughter is not gay.
Look, doll. There's got to be a reason here why we're going on to cable. Do you understand? Picture this. You get the news of the lottery win, and there comes your daughter and Drew Barrymore in the shower together.
Okay, and that is enough. Stop, that's enough.
Let me just shorthand this for you. This is Biography meets Dream On by way of the Red Shoe Diaries. Get it?
Yeah, I get it. I get it totally. You're exactly like the network guy. He wants to totally clean me up, and you want to totally sleaze me up. Get out!
You know, you are a real...
I love that.
I love it.
She's...
She was so perfect at that.
Wasn't she great?
But you got to admit, this has been one fantastic meeting. I'll be in touch, baby. Ciao.
There's the cuckoo sound.
That's so fun to do that.
It is going to be really, really tough to watch the Emmys this year.
Trust me.
There you go.
Fire your mom, Ren's teenage life. Oh. Do you remember all those times that we had those stupid Inquirer stories? Grand Theft Lotto.
It must have been a slow week for two-headed goats.